So we'll start with a little guided meditation on this fourth guideline, which is attuned to emergence. And I'll just touch briefly on the other three guidelines so that we're all on the same page. And the first guideline is pause. And I love this haiku by Elizabeth Searle Lamb, who used to live in Santa Fe. And she wrote, "Pausing halfway up the stair. White chrysanthemums." So it comes back to that willingness to discover the familiar. The pause creates the space and the freshness to really see those white chrysanthemums. We maybe kind of know that they're there. Maybe we're the ones who put them in a vase a few days ago. But this haiku points to the capacity to really be fully there in the aliveness, in the not knowing. Sort of to be astounded by what we thought we already knew. So we just open that space to discover life afresh. And then the second insight dialogue guideline, relax, is to invite that softening with whatever is found when we pause. And it might be tension in the body. It might be just that bracing that can be quite habitual. So there's this letting go to the degree we can. And then yesterday we looked at open, where meditation becomes relational with another and with the environment. So that broadening of awareness and also the toggling back and forth between awareness of what's moving internally, awareness of what's moving externally. And in that open, in that move to open the eyes and the awareness to what's outside as well as inside, we meet change. And that's this next, or the focus of this next guideline, attune to emergence. So this guideline really invites us to the edge of the moment. And the not knowing what's next. Suzuki Roshi spoke of meditation as a soft readiness. Just seeing if you can find that in the heart, mind, body, the softness and the openness, the readiness to be touched by this ephemeral life. The readiness alone could make us kind of tense, perched. And the softness alone could make us kind of loose or slack. But the two together, soft readiness, it brings us to the changing moment, open and unarmored. So just seeing if that soft readiness might be invited as we sit here breathing. Not knowing what the next sensation will be as the breath finds its way into the body and out. We don't know what thought might arise in the mind next. Or what sound might touch the ear. And even this sound of my voice, each word arising and passing, gone. 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 And in saying that, we might also notice whether the attention tends toward the arising, the new word, the new touch of coolness on the knees, or whether we might attune more to the passing, the end of pleasant or comfort. Or the end of a sound, sometimes those low humming sounds suddenly stop and you think, oh. So I think this guideline invites us that soft readiness is, we could also say, a supple availability to what's coming and going, moving with life rather than that bracing that can be so habitual. Or maybe it's just seeing the bracing and releasing it over and over and over. Sometimes I notice it in the right knee. It'll just lift microscopically as resistance arises. And then when that's seen, it'll hardly move at all, but just drop back down. And it's that, just that natural bracing of being a human in an impermanent world. There's not a toehold to kind of grasp onto. And it can be the cause of that sort of holding, bracing, armoring in the body. So this guideline, attuned to emergence, really invites us to become acquainted, familiar with our relationship to impermanence. I'm going to give us a little bit of silence to offer the opportunity for that attunement. Attune, attune, attune. You know, it's that willingness to replace the attention over and over because life is moving. The coolness around the knees is no longer there. So in the silence, with the eyes either downcast or closed, as whatever's comfortable, to just notice what's changing at the sense doors. dwelling right on the tip of the moment. So for our first dialogue today, we're going to practice with what's changing right now. So the first speaker is invited to pause and tune in to the moment and what's shifting here and now. And you might also notice how it is to become more intimate with impermanence. Sometimes there's a sort of edge of fear or a brightening of the attention, a little quiver. So just see how it is for you to move closer in towards this truth of impermanence. And before speaking, really give yourself the luxury of pausing generously so that what you're sharing is coming as close to the moment as possible. And it's absolutely essential for this guideline to let go of planning, because the moments are passing so fast. And just a practice, really, to not get locked down on what we're going to say and see to what degree we can stand on the cusp of not knowing and speak from there. And the listener, to the extent that you can, the invitation is to let go of any agenda and see if you can be present with pure curiosity, pure not knowing. You know, sometimes we get that urge to finish somebody's sentence because we think we know what they're going to say. And this kind of listening with attuned to emergence is the exact opposite. It's really staying in the humility of not knowing. So, for both speaker and listener, you can draw on all of the previous guidelines. So pausing, relaxing, not efforting too much, and not efforting too little, finding that sweet spot, opening and attuning to emergence. You might notice that move back to the internal that often accompanies the bell, where we're suddenly like, oh, yes, here I am.
Sorry, that wasn't very loud. Could you hear that? Yes, oh wow. You also might notice if there's an expectation about what's going to happen next. No judgment of it. You know, this is how we navigate life. We have to create the patterns that make life navigable. But yeah, with this guideline in particular, we just notice, oh, do I think I know what's coming? And as you might predict, we'll move to the second speaker. And offer an opportunity for them to do the same thing, just name change as it's perceived, as close to the moment as you can. So take your time and create that space to investigate. Oh, what is here? That shadow moving. Movement of the eye of your partner, whatever it is. So, yeah, each of the speaker and the listener really giving room so that the not knowing can arise and we can really dwell on the precipice of that. This impermanent world together. So attuning to emergence.
Thank you.
another change. Another moment of not quite knowing what's coming. And in fact, every moment is another moment of not quite knowing what's coming. Yeah, so we'll take a few minutes without separate speaker and listener in dialogue together to just investigate how is it to come close to impermanence, to actually have that focus and the direct, vivid experience of impermanence. And as we were saying yesterday, the open dialogue is a really interesting time to see how the mindfulness is. It's harder to stay close to the moment. It's harder to really pause and not to desert the body. So just saying those things, and also I think it's so lovely when we do just tumble in and then we see, oh, I just totally fell in to the story and the grip of interest and delight of human connection. And it does happen. And I think it's just really important to, it's not whether or not it happens, it's whether or not we see it. And we then know the feeling of it. And then we can kind of become a little more aware, little by little by little, of what does it feel like to be fused with experience? And what does it feel like to be mindful? So a little time together to just explore this coming closer to the direct experience of impermanence, attuning to emergence.
So I'd like to share a koan with you. This is case 20 from the Book of Equanimity. Dijang said, "Where are you going?" Fayan said, "Around on pilgrimage." Dijang said, "What is pilgrimage?" Fayan said, "I don't know." Dijang said, "Not knowing is most intimate." So I'll read that again. And just to say, Dijang is the master, and Fayan at this point is a student, but he later becomes a very beautiful koan teacher. So Dijang, the teacher, asked, "Where are you going?" And Fayan said, "Around on pilgrimage." Dijang said, "What is pilgrimage?" Fayan said, "I don't know." And Dijang said, "Not knowing is most intimate." So, for this next contemplation, I'm actually going to invite you on a little pilgrimage. So this will actually be your walking period, a little early. We're going to switch the schedule a little bit. So the invitation is to walk with your partner, and just saying, you know, it does mean putting on coats and maybe using the bathroom. So there'll be a little time before you come together, perhaps, or maybe you're ready to just slip on a jacket and go. But there's this invitation to walk together, outdoors or indoors, quite slowly, or to sit indoors or outdoors. But it would be lovely if you could have a little bit of motion, even if it'll help to walk quite slowly. And to just point as you see impermanence, to just point and say a few words to share it with your partner. But the majority of the time will be in silence, maybe. And just this light use of language to share your own experience of impermanence as you're walking together. And then we'll meet back in the hall at 3. So you will need to time yourselves. And we'll come back together for a final insight dialogue practice for the last half hour of this session. So just see if you can touch the intimacy of not knowing, of just being open without a destination, without a fixed idea of what you should experience, just this not knowing, wandering on pilgrimage.